The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Well, of course, you know, I just can't wait for the weekend. I'll be in Leopardstown both days. I'll be transfixed to all the Six Nation matches on the box. But I'm also very interested in the Super Bowl. I've only one problem with the Super Bowl is you can't go to bed. If you've got to, you know, you've got to go to bed on Sunday night and it just drags on too long. But we're going to preview it. It is, I think, the biggest. I spent 16 weeks in America. It's the biggest event of the year. I remember talking to this homeless guy in some rail station in New York and he said, NFL is the king of America. And there is no doubt it is right through the AFC season and the whole lot. It grips an entire nation. And here to preview who's going to win, what's going to be different about Super Bowl 2019, it's a great pleasure to welcome back off the ball Sue Murphy. First of all, I was fancying New Orleans to win it because it's been the final's been held in Atlanta, and they I actually backed them when they were 10-0 down and won in what was sort of the playoff match, and they got beat in overtime having been in the lead. So let's talk about the finalists: New England Patriots, who have a huge recent history, and the LA Rams. And then we'll talk about who's going to win. So just set the scene for us.
So, yeah, like you were saying, this is the biggest game of the year. I mean, everything in NFL, all roads in NFL lead to the Super Bowl. I think there was a lot of excitement this year because the Patriots, who are now in the Super Bowl, weren't as playing as well in the regular season. They ended their regular season at 11-5, which is not great for them. And then suddenly in the playoffs, they were like a different team. They were absolutely unbelievable. They had everyone's cards marked and they knew what they were doing. And with Tom Brady as quarterback, you were starting to see this really exciting team. But there's something really exciting about the Rams as well. The Rams are coached by Sean McVay, who is the youngest coach who will ever make it to an NFL Super Bowl. He is unbelievable in what he's achieved over the last couple of years. He's drafted all these really young, exciting players, spent a bit of money here, there and everywhere trying to bring in the best players across the league. And they're just a really exciting team that people like to watch. Now, there was a lot of controversy around the Saints stuff. I'm sure we'll get to that anyway. But I think for a Super Bowl this year, it's kind of exciting that you're going to have somebody who's half the age of one coach. I mean, Sean McVay is 33 compared to Belichick's 66.
Legend, yeah.
I just think there's something really exciting about this. A very young first quarterback, first year in a Super Bowl against somebody who's had 9 appearances in Super Bowls and won 5 of them.
Yes.
So it's going to be an interesting matchup.
And the fascinating thing is that both what I call semifinals went to overtime. They don't. For those of you who don't know, they don't do draws. They don't do replays. It goes straight into overtime. And so the whole back history. The New England Patriots have won how many recent Super Bowls?
5. They've won 5.
Out of
9 appearances.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a massive amount. And Tom Brady has won those 5 Super Bowls.
Yes.
I mean, he's 41, everyone always says. And like, there's a couple of videos that have come out over the last couple of weeks where he's been like, everyone wrote me off and they said I was too old. And he has this team around him that on paper doesn't look as good as the team that's facing them. And they still manage to pull it together and they manage to win every single time.
Well, have the Patriots been riding their luck?
No, they were riding their luck in the regular season. I mean, they beat the Chiefs in the middle of the regular season and everyone was like, what's going on here? This isn't what we expected at all, because Mahomes, who was the guy they beat in the last game, the championship game, is this young new quarterback. It's only his second year at the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a really exciting player to watch. He runs the ball all the time. He doesn't play like other quarterbacks. He's this new, exciting type of quarterback. And everyone thought he was going to beat Brady. But there is something about Brady's experience that with 30 seconds on the clock,
yeah.
You still think he's going to be able to win it. Yeah.
All right. Who should we watch out for? Because a lot of people will dip into the Super Bowl, both on the offense and defense. Just give us some names from the various teams that, you know, will be getting that touchdown or will be making that, you know, really decisive intervention to get the ball back.
Yeah, and like, it's funny, everyone always thinks about the offense and these things and how many touchdowns they're going to get in the quarterback, but defense wins Super Bowls. So the best defense that's on the field, and I think it might actually be the Rams, and this is where the Patriots are going to fall down a little bit, because they have to really have figured out the Rams defense. There's a guy called Aaron Donald who plays the Rams, and he has been an incredible player this year in terms of getting to the quarterback and being in the defense. He is just going to be the best thing that the Rams have. He's the best weapon.
What's his name again?
Aaron Donald.
Okay.
He's the best weapon against Brady. I think everyone's going to be talking about Brady and keeping an eye on Brady.
Yeah, I remember previous, and I backed the New England Patriots in relation to, they have a huge following all over the world, and you see everyone with their little bobble hats and so on. But like the Brady thing, I know it's keeps on giving the story, but there's so much more to this match than Tom Brady.
Yeah, there's two other players that you should really be keeping an eye on in the offense, White and Gronkowski. Gronkowski is their tight end, and this looks like it might be his last season. He looks like an old man, even though he's only 29 years of age. He is incredible, and the reason he's incredible is he's not just catching a ball, he is a brilliant blocker. So when Brady throws the ball, he makes sure that he's protecting his quarterback.
Okay.
And that's really exciting to watch.
Call it. Who's going to win by what?
One more person I have to mention before we go, Sean McVay. Watch out for the coach. He's a very exciting coach. He's only 33 years of age. I mean, it's incredible.
You mentioned him four times,
but
so it's okay.
It is incredible that he's in it.
Okay, it's half the age of Bill and all that. Okay, who's going to win?
I think the Patriots are now currently favoured, even though they're trying to stir the whole underdog story.
It's about kind of 4-5, 5-4.
Yeah, I think it'll be the Patriots. I think it'll be very, very close. I think the Rams are going to make it very difficult for them, and I think it'll be a low-scoring game.
Okay, who's doing the interval? For those of you who are just into American culture rather than the sport of it, the interval is a huge thing.
Yes.
First of all the new TV ads come out for those watching on the box, hundreds of millions of people. And secondly, you know, we've had the malfunction of the bra or whatever.
Remember John Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. So who's performing?
Maroon 5 is the main performer. They've got a couple of support acts. I think Travis Scott is one of them as well. But there is a lot of controversy around them. There's two reasons for the controversy around it. One of them is Atlanta is a big kind of cultural area that has a lot of great local bands. Why aren't they showcasing those bands? And the second thing is, and we've seen this the last couple of years, the kneeling on the pitch at the anthem. And a lot of people are criticising them for playing, like a lot of artists are saying, why are you getting involved in the NFL and taking the NFL's money when they won't let people protest peacefully on a pitch? So they didn't turn up to they cancelled their press conference, and which is, they've never done before. No artist has ever done that before. They always do the press conference before.
That's Maroon 5.
Yes, yeah. And there's a lot of pressure on them.
It's a bit of politics there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the ads.
The ads are always the best bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's interesting because we'll have Sky Sports and BBC here that you'll probably be watching on. So you won't actually see a lot of the ads that you'll see in the States, and like BBC won't run ads anyway. But you'll see them all online. This is the prime time territory. Everyone wants to be in this area. You'll see all the big film things. All of the big brands like Volkswagen usually reveal their stuff. Volkswagen had brilliant ads last year.
If it does not go to overtime, what time should we budget for? To stay up till
about 3-4 a.m.
Oh, right.
At least.
Unlike you, some of us have to work. Okay.
I'll still be in.
All right. Sue Murphy, everything you ever wanted to know about the Super Bowl, and she's calling it for the New England Patriots. Looking forward to it. I know it's a lot of people's cup of tea, and wait for it all year long. Do enjoy. And I'll tell you what you'll do. Put it on record and maybe
and
watch
don't
it.
Don't look at the internet.
Exactly. All right. Sue Murphy, thank you as always.